Okay, Jeff, it's only improved by about a half an S unit, but it has improved. Oh yes, and KI6USW for ID. Well, a half an S using it is, I don't consider anything to sneeze at, but yeah, I see your point. Of course, a small difference in reflected power on your radio is going to make some difference too. Okay, I didn't think it was that wide band, so okay, if it's SWR looks bad, we'll keep it with the QSO real short.
Okay, yeah, I'll monitor the SWR. If it jumps up over 3, I'll make it short and sweet. KI6LY good for ID.
KI6USW standing by. Okay, Jeff, you're barely breaking above the static, but you have about a 7 or slightly more. Yeah, that's surprising in itself. Yeah, I like those antennas. I think they're pretty smart designs. I like the I think it's a single coil you've got there, the center load style. Okay, we'll be standing by. KI6USW standing by for ID. Okay, Jeff, let me see that. I want to see your best signal report here. Go ahead. That one is comparable to the last antenna, about the same level.
Wow. Okay. Well, good deal. Thank you, Rob. Not much difference. Even down here on 12 meters, I'm only seeing about one S unit difference between all the antennas and different lengths and different tuning points. Maybe we put too much stock in, which antenna blows the other one away, I think.
First of all, I think you're dealing with highly efficient builds of antennas, and yeah, they're fairly long, so they're going to be relatively broadbanded. I'm surprised the 10K did as well as it did. I'm not really surprised that the Francis Amazer did as well. But I am surprised about the 10K.
Yeah, I personally didn't know it was that broadbanded either. I've never used one down here on 12 meters. I've used the full-size Francis down here on 12 meters before, but I've never had the 10Ks down here. Just never did it.
Well, okay, Jeff, I'm going to stop the recording now. It's been great. We can go on with our regular conversation. Hang on just a second.